So here we are at ISKCON Salem on the, what's the date? 29th of November. Just before the book distribution marathon. It's a different situation to the one we were in previously. Previously we were in a very austere situation, in crowded up in some rented building with some karmis, and there's no water. So this is also austere situation, but it's different austerity, and so it's maybe find it a little difficult. You're used, most of us, we're used to the city life, so it's a little difficult, but there's great potential here, although it doesn't look like it. It looks like we might just be in the middle of nowhere, a long way from the city, but gradually the city will move here. And just like Mayapur, and I was giving the examples of Mayapur and Bhubaneswar, that in the beginning it was just like, you know, like this, a mud and building site, and but gradually both of them developed into important well-located project. So this will, in due course of time, you have to be a little patient. They can understand that the devotees, they may be feeling, you know, what are we doing here? You know, there's not even a buffalo to preach to here. But you have to be a little patient, that's all. Everything will develop in course of time. And there is plenty of preaching to do. Preaching is the life, the very meaning of this Krishna consciousness world. Otherwise, there's no need to build a temple here. It's all meant for preaching. So there's good possibility. People in Tamil Nadu are interested, and at least enough of them are interested in Krishna consciousness to take plenty of books. At Tiruvannamalai, just a few days ago, in one day, maybe more than 5,000 books are distributed. So, and the fact that there are so many devotees out there distributing means that people are taking to Krishna consciousness. So there is good opportunity. I wanted to address, particularly in this meeting, that how Maya appears to be acting within our small devotional community just now. Because the situation is different to what it used to be, and previously we were just a few living very, when I say we, I mean I was, as usual, I'm just a visitor. But, yeah, we also, I'm also part of you, I hope. I'm accepted as such. I feel, when I say we, I feel I'm one of you. So we're living close together with a smaller number of people, so there was like, it was more intimate association. Now we're a bit spread out and there are quite a few more devotees. I don't know the names of quite a few of you, actually. I guess I'll gradually get to know. But anyway, the point is that somehow or other there's... I was speaking yesterday with Gokul Chandra Prabhu and Sri Giridhari Prabhu, and they were expressing that they're feeling that there's not, the spirit is not quite right among the devotees. There's some fault-finding tendency is there, and some what was the other thing? Yeah, to talk not Krishna conscious topics. So this is unhealthy, as you can understand. Fault finding is just the opposite to Vaishnavism. Vaishnavism means amanina amanadena, to give, to not desire to honor for oneself, but to give honor to others. Whereas fault finding means that I'm right and everyone else is wrong. Just see, I'm better than you. So this isn't a good tendency. Of course, It is the duty, especially of those who are more senior, to help those who are having some difficulty by pointing out how they can become improved, or if something is done wrong, to point that out. Just like I was in the bathroom and I saw there's one packet of the razor blade. I mean, someone who was shaving yesterday, they just left it there. So I couldn't find out who it is, but if I'd have seen that someone just leaves it there, I'd have said, because I would have told them, it's not proper. You throw it away properly. Don't just throw garbage here and there. So this correcting is generally done by seniors with the aim to help the other person improve. Fault finding is a different mentality. Fault finding means to think it's just making, belittling others, pointing out, just see, there's something wrong. I'm just, this person's such a fool. It's materialistic, people do it all the time. But devotees don't do that, and that's the beauty of a Vaishnav community. We can have a very beautiful temple and people might come to look at the buildings. Maybe they'll come, because there are already so many temples in Tamil Nadu. So. But what will really attract people, if there's a spirit of pure devotion among the devotees, that we're going out preaching, distributing books, the aim is to attract people to Krishna consciousness. So people will be, why are they attracted to this? Because people are suffering a material life. And when they come among devotees, they actually have very high expectations when they see people with dhotis and tilak and chanting Hare Krishna. They expect us all to be Paramahamsas, which we're not. We're all new out of material life. So we do have our contaminations, but we really have to endeavor to be worthy representatives of Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara, so that when people come, that we deal with them in such a way that they feel inspired, that I want to be like that. I want to live like this. Otherwise, if they see that among ourselves we're also talking and our consciousness is low, which is understood from the way we talk and what we talk, then people will say, well, it's just the same thing. So we can discuss this also. You can, I'm not just saying you're all wrong and I'm right. If you've got something to say, we can express this also. I understand everyone's working hard, everyone's doing nice service, but this tendency for fault finding and talking about mundane topics, that will actually destroy our devotional service. We can't have feeling for Krishna. Please go wash your hand. Don't put your hand on your mouth, or go and wash it. No, this is the... Yesterday I just gave a general idea, and from now on, hands on the mouth means wash it. And I see that that's something to be trained. So, it'll spoil the spirit. No one will be happy. We can't be happy if we're looking for faults in others, or if the atmosphere is like that. So we should rather appreciate devotees and their service, and try to be without false egoism. Right? That's what we're here for, isn't it? To be devotees of Krishna. So devotees of Krishna are different to materialistic people, isn't it? Their whole outlook is different. So that's something to be worked on. Otherwise it creates an unpleasant situation. It's already, from what I can understand, an unpleasant situation. Alright. You want to say something?
Yes.
Okay, say it.
Well, I requested Guru Maharaj for this meeting to speak to us, to invite us, to actually put us on proper way of attitude in the devotional service.
Mm.
I appreciate everyone's hard work. There is no question about it. It's not that somebody is doing less work. When we are constructing this ashram specialty, what is it? Tremendous.
Mm.
Everyone. Krishna has dealt with these labors. I flip out in 2 days dealing with him, but he went on months after months steadily pushing. I appreciate his steadiness.
Everyone,
yes, everyone. Radha Vinod came carrying this month with us. I thought he would collapse, and he was just pushing on, carrying on. Keshav Madhav did like an elephant. For 10 of us, he could do so much. Tireless. Nobody could compare to Keshav. Anybody remember where is Mansoor? You remember how much Keshav Madhav? Tremendous from day to night. It's hard work, work.
So
no
unfortunate,
no
left,
word
yeah.
to tell. Amazing. Everyone, Madhusudan managed all this mixing. Bala was there, our manager. Bala did. And everyone, whoever can, really, so much for dedication. And we felt very close together, and spirit was good. And after, slowly, spirit explained a little bit, and we got a little lost in. We did service and become a little bit mechanical or something, routine.
It's Maya.
It's Maya.
To put it simply, whenever there's some good attempt to do something in Krishna's service, then Maya, she has her prakshepatmika vritti. And normally we're just in Maya. When we try to come out, that's avaranatmika vritti. We're just in Maya. When we try to come out, then she wants to throw us back. That's called prakshepatmika phase of Maya. So that's what's going on.
Yeah. So I felt this urgency that we are doing service and everything is working externally, but we lost this proper attitude of devotion service. We don't appreciate other devotee service. We find faults. We don't associate. You know, some people don't come on other people's lectures. Some people always see the fault. So you feel very uncomfortable in environment.
And you were also saying about how when you're, you know, there's something's gone wrong and you're trying to find out and everyone, no one will admit, and they're trying to put the blame on someone else.
Yeah. Just now we had an example. 2 days ago I told, don't throw garbage through the window. This is our ashram. In front of the window is also Krishna's light. Put in the dustbin. And we had Maha cleaning before you have come. And I told, you'll see when Guru Maharaj comes, we'll all tend to pretend and keep ashram in better spirit than it is. But you can't pretend, it will come out. And today I came in the morning and there was so much garbage in front of the window. In one day it is done. And then I asked, who threw it? Nobody wants to tell. And then how we can work?
How can we correct the tendency if no one will admit that there's something wrong?
Be honest, tell, okay, I'm wrong and nobody will hang you or something. We will see. This is the problem and this is how to improve. Take shelter and guidance. Not just you avoid and think, okay, I went along with you.
I don't want to get caught.
I don't want to get caught. It's material concept. Here we have to get purified. Somebody say, why Gokul complain to Maharaj? Because we need guidance. We are in Maya, basically. We need guidance. If we don't admit that we have a problem, then how Guru Maharaj will help us? And I mean, who is better person to help us? I do not know. So if we are not honest in front of Guru, you are not honest in front of Krishna, then we won't advance properly, I think.
Mm.
Better to be full in front of Guru than pretend we are so advanced and fixed up. And then as soon as Maharaj goes, again, this mentality of materialistic fault-finding. No trust, no affection. Giridhari Prabhu was 10 days sick. Nobody has come to ask, Prabhuji, do you need some food? Do you need some medicine? Should you take you to hospital? 10 days. Nobody has come. I know the feeling. I had myself experience when I was in Gujarat, sick. Malaria. 3 days, nobody knew that I'm in temple at all. So you feel, where is love, affection? Devotees, we're supposed to be devotees. So I request Guru Maharaj to give us some guidance on that. not to again somebody. We want to get purified. This is and we have to develop proper attitude. Now it's marathon. If we do it for ahankar, if we do competition, if we, in the spirit of all finding, won't be for the pleasure of worship. So, my request, Guru Maharaj, please you.
Well, I mean, actually, Krishna consciousness is very simple and straightforward. We serve, and we serve for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, and it's very straightforward. But Maya is complex. Maya is always trying to take away our enthusiasm. Anyone else want to say anything, or just I think everyone just individually has to. Take the vow to, all right, you know, I have to try and improve myself. If what comes out of my mouth is not something which is going to be pleasing to Krishna, if it's not Krishna conscious, then don't say it. That's all. Don't speak in a way that's going to take away others' enthusiasm. So we have to make that vow. If someone starts talking to us, blah, blah, look at this, blah, 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 that one's wrong, this, that, the other, then just Hare Krishna, you just walk away. That's all. Give a message to others also. Or you can say, oh, this one's so bad. You say, well, actually, it's doing a lot of good sense. So counteract that. It may be difficult. A bad habit may be difficult to overcome very quickly, but we should work on this. Isn't it? What do we all think? We all want to be blissful in Krishna's service, of course. But we can be if that fault-finding tendency is there. It just spoils bhakti.
I request devotees also who have any inimical feeling to other devotees, some, you know, prejudice or whatever, better to offer pranam to each other and request for forgiveness, that bad feeling goes away, so we can do together. Marathon. Marathon means it's a teamwork, it's not one man's work. And unless you have blessings of Vaishnava and Guru, then how will we surrender? So better these small things, to come and apologize to devotees, offer pranam, we get free from aparadas.
Yeah, that's the problem, yeah. Fault finding means offenses.
So I first then apologize to all of you for sometimes being harsh and the improper. Sometimes I hear half of the story, then I give so stupid and then fellow is completely innocent. So this is very unthankful, ungrateful service to manage. In one way, you must do mistakes. I have a tendency to do mistakes, to not choose. So I apologize to all of you, and I actually, my service is to engage in service. What is?
Yeah. And you should all be grateful that you have Gokul Chandra Prabhu is here leading, and he's a very good devotee who I've known for many years, and he's very sincerely engaged in trying to spread this movement, and always whoever devotees are around, he's always trying to help them, bring them up. So, you know, just try to understand, he's your friend. He might appear to be very strong, and he's twice as tall as everyone, almost everyone else, so that might induce some fear or something, but you can appreciate that you're very fortunate to have his association. Actually, you won't find in all centers that there's someone who's actually so much concerned about the devotees, how they're engaged, how they're advancing. You won't find that in most places.
Actually, very much. If you are not taking care of us, won't be Gokul, won't be anything. We'll be lost long way.
Yeah, and I'm holding on to Prabhupada's dhoti, and my god brothers are there to help me. Anyone want to say anything? Anything more? Any contributions?
I thought so, like topologists, vocal group. Because from the beginning I was not so clear about this project.
Mm.
Many times I spoke against him. Mm.
I contracted by speaking against you.
No, anyway, I mean, Krishnadas is one of our, if not one of, he's our first solid rock.
He's a pillar.
Devotee, and in human relationships sometimes there may be some hot cold kind of thing, but anyway, we all very much appreciate Krishnadas Prabhu's service.
Very much, and very much. Actually, your temple depends on him, since I don't speak Tamil, and you know, dealing with local people, with everything.
Very much appreciate
of local people joining.
And
other people feel comfortable to join.
I saw that in Vala Vidyanagar also, that we were in that small place, and then we had this plan to develop, purchase the lands around and build up the buildings, and most of the devotees themselves say, why do you want to do that? There's so much disturbance, this, that, the other, and now it's done and everyone's very happy. Yeah. It's much improved, actually. They went through some difficult time, but they have much more facilities, much better. You saw that, didn't you?
But I've seen the photos.
Yeah, it's building, huge building at the back, and they purchased the lands all around. But I couldn't understand it in the beginning. As the divine said, "No, you don't do that." Blah, 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 blah. There's no reason, actually. I mean, it's obviously the thing that should have been done. But it's much better now. So please take advantage of your being here. There are various difficulties in some people speak English, some people speak Tamil, some people speak Telugu, and so like that. But we're all here to serve Prabhupada and Krishna. So these are minor difficulties, actually. I think everyone should learn Tamil. If you're going to be in Tamil Nadu, if you're going to be here, if you're going to stay here, it's better to learn the local language. I'm not learning it because I'm only temporarily here. I mean, I only come for 1 or 2 months a year. But I won't learn it, even then. But if you're here like 10 months a year, then every year after year, it's better to learn it. It does make a difference. I did learn Hindi and Bengali, so I can vouch that it makes a difference in communication. This and that. So please, that's a job for you too. You can, if you just a little bit every day, you'll pick it up. Reading and writing is a good start, because then you can read all around what the signs are. You have to make some effort. Otherwise we have to conduct everything in English, and then a lot of people, they feel immediately from the beginning, they feel disoriented because of that. Anyway, the main thing is not language, but the main thing is that we're all here to serve Krishna. Linguistic abilities are secondary. Anything else? Anyone? Sri Giridhari, you want to say something? No? All right.
Following all the devotees here, sometimes when engaging in service, Prabhuji gave me some service to see all the devotees are engaged in the temple.
His temple commander.
Sometimes I was harsh when service is emergency. I was speaking harsh. For example, temple cleaning. This we cannot postpone. In such cases, I was very harsh.
Temple commander all leaders, they have to push. Prabhupada said this is a pushing movement. But we have to see how to push, that we don't push so hard that people collapse altogether. That's all. But pushing has to be there. We may have to do so many things we don't like to do. And actually by doing so many things we don't like to do, we get the bliss of Krishna consciousness. It doesn't sound like it makes sense, does it? You think if you do what you want to do, then you'll be happy. That's in material life, but in spiritual life, if we accept that, which we accept difficulties in the service of Krishna, then Krishna becomes very pleased. There's no need to artificially accept difficulties like sitting on a bed of thorns, like some yogis do, but automatically if we're endeavoring to serve Krishna, there'll be so many difficulties. I had experience of this once in the rainy season in Bengal, which is severe rain, and we went out for book distribution and everything was, the whole country was flooded, and somehow or other we went out and amidst great difficulties we distributed lots of books. It just floods everywhere and constant rain, and we didn't go out to distribute books, we just sit in a temple, and then people would one by one, braving the rain, come out to us. And we'd hold programs and people would come, and it was very, very, very heavy rain. But just traveling around was just so difficult. One time we were going, I put it in the glimpses, but we were going up the river against the current, and when we saw a dead body coming the other way, we thought it's time that we'd no need to fight the current anymore. So we went to some land, and the land was getting smaller and smaller and smaller because the river was rising like this. So but then after that was over, I went to Vrindavan for the first time in several years, actually. I felt that Prabhupada's blessing was upon me, that it had taken a lot of difficulty to serve his mission. And I could understand that Prabhupada was very pleased with that. So it's worth it. If we're calculating, then we should calculate that it's worth to accept all difficulties in Krishna's service. That's for our own best interest. So if we can create this loving relationship among devotees, that is preaching. People will come and see and they'd like to join that. Otherwise, just by philosophy, it won't happen. Philosophy is required, but people should notice the difference when they come. Devotees are so sweet, so nice. They're dealing with us so nicely. That's important, actually, that when people come from outside also, someone should meet them. How are you? Where have you come from? Please come and see the temple. We could even have a guest manager, someone whose service is that. They might be sitting doing nothing some of the time, but if there's someone, it doesn't matter. They don't have to be like big people or big, small, whatever. Just bring them in, show them this is the temple, tell them something about what we're doing, give them a little prasad. Prabhupada wanted that. He said everyone who comes should get puri, sabji and halwa.
We made that middle room in front of book table and prasad, so we're in middle room just for that purpose, to bring mm-hmm. people, to welcome them. Devotees are in that sense quite responsible here. People come and always somebody comes and tells them.
Mm-hmm.
We see somebody's coming, okay, good, they'll get a study, okay, training in a sense. But of course it's nice to, always to emphasize on it.
Yeah.
And this is how people come again Sunday and they become devotees.
The modern world is very harsh. People are nasty to each other. People are cheating each other. Just as people are just looking for a little affection. They'll respond to that. So we can try to extend that to them. Yeah.
Just for myself, I just wanted to add that Lord is presenting ourselves to others. It's also outside. When we go out, we should also keep that spirit not only that when people hear especially about the throwing garbage, I also saw in India everyone is throwing in the train through windows, on the streets, whatever paper they have from someone they just throw on the street. So I saw the devotees doing that also, so I think that maybe we should be more concerned of not doing such things. Anyway, not only Krishna's land is here, everywhere, everything belongs to Krishna.
Yeah, well, like that in the train, there's a kind of system that they come and they don't have garbage cans so much, so people come and they at least once a day someone comes around and cleans it all. So there might not be anything else to do with it. But in the ashram, we don't want to make it all full of garbage. You cleaned it up. Well, I was going to say it's time for a clean up. Because already I was seeing things thrown here and there. So that's not a good habit, just to throw garbage here and there. What I understand is that in traditional Indian life, what garbage is there means there's been leaf plate, you throw it and then some goat would come and eat it, or the clay, you're drinking from the clay cup, you throw it and it merges into the earth. So that's the habit. But then when you have plastic bags and all this kind of thing, then it's not eco-recyclable. It just makes a mess. So we should be aware of this. Is there a fixed place to throw garbage?
Not exactly. Just now we discussed. We have one place between the bathrooms and toilets. There is one dustbin.
Mm.
Otherwise, we have this place behind the temple where we are burning things. But we want to put in every room one small dustbin and just keep behind everything one bigger one. So it will be once a week we burn it.
Mm.
And everyone keep his own things nicely, carefully, then makes a difference.
Yeah, difference in consciousness. It's horrible when there's all garbage thrown all over the place. Feel like you're living in a garbage dump, then you feel like garbage. Your consciousness becomes like garbage. Now this word garbage, rubbish is the English word. The American word is garbage. Okay, well, yeah.
If fault finding as well as Rajalpa comes because sometimes devotees are not properly engaged, maybe if they fully engage, concentrate now on marathon,
yeah,
with the proper spirit, then this will...
Yeah, well, if there's no time to speak Prajalpa, if you're busy distributing lots of books.
So we will stay for a little more meeting just for this marathon, a little bit. We have groups, it's going to different places. And Guru Maharaj, please forgive us that we are not...